In 1994, Justin Hall invented oversharing. Of course, we didn't have a name yet for the compulsion to tell the online world too much about yourself. Back then, Hall was just an eccentric 19-year-old college student who recorded minutiae of his life on his personal website. No one knew that the self-revelation he found so addictive would one day become a temptation for millions. Beginning at the dawn of the web, Hall parked himself at the intersection of the Bay Area's remnant counterculture and Silicon Valley's accelerating economy and started writing down everything he saw. His website at www.links.net became a comprehensive personal gazette and archive, full of ephemeral details and intimate epiphanies, portraits of the web's young builders and nude pictures of himself. Hall, who is fair and thin and lanky, he looks a bit like one of Tolkien's elves, has the affable grin of someone who is fully at ease with strangers. If you took away his nonconformist streak, he could make a great salesman. You could even see him running for office and winning, in some alternate dimension where no one cared that he'd littered the public record with radical opinions and accounts of his illegal drug use, or that he frequently undermined his considerable charisma by intentionally irritating people. He often begins public speaking engagements by stepping to the podium, facing his audience, and silently beaming as the seconds tick by and the crowd begins to wonder what's going on. He seems perfectly comfortable making other people uncomfortable. For more than a decade, Hall's site had presented an open window onto his life. "It's so much fun," he'd say, putting everything out there. January 2005 seemed no different. He kicked off the new year with a blunt, forward post. "I really enjoy urinating." He told the story of a mustache-growing competition with a friend. He mentioned meeting a smart, motivated gal who wanted to collaborate on a story involving angels. Then, in the middle of the month, the window slammed shut. All signs of the layers upon layers of Hall's personal history stretching back to 1994 were gone. In their place was a little search box and a 15-minute video titled "Dark Night." The video, which is still available on YouTube, opens with Hall's face, half in shadow, filling the frame. He begins, "What if into—" Then he cuts himself off as his bleary eyes widen. He looks away, lets out an exasperated breath, and starts over. "So what if intimacy happens in quiet moments, and if you're so busy talking and searching and looking and crying and yelling and— then you won't ever find it." A subtitle appears below Hall's face. "I sort of had a breakdown in January 2005. Hall was an accomplished storyteller in his own callow, motor-mouthed way. But the story emerged only fitfully, in raw fragments. Hall, it seemed, had met a woman. One who opened me up like crazy. He'd fallen head over heels. Bliss. But the new relationship had clashed, somehow, with his confessional writing on the web. His new beloved, Hall hinted, didn't relish the glare. "What if a deeply connective personal activity you do that's like religion, that you practice with yourself, that's a dialogue with the divine, turns out to drive people away from you? I published my life on the fucking internet. and it doesn't make people want to be with me. It makes people not trust me. And I don't know what the fuck to do about it. Dark Knight played out its psychodramatics with Blair Witch-style lighting and confessional ferocity, like an Ingmar Bergman therapy scene reshot by a geeky art student. The video was awkward, sometimes embarrassing, and more than a little unnerving. It made you fear for Hall's mental state. You wanted to pick up the phone and talk him down from the ledge. Still, for all its raw atmospherics, it was hardly naive. Hall had been creating autobiographical media all his life, and most recently he had been studying filmmaking at USC. Dark Knight was, in its own ragged way, a calculated work, not some piece of turn-on-the-camera-then-forget-about-it verite. It wasn't the soul bearing that made Dark Knight a shocker. Rather, it was the prospect that Justin Hall's soul bearing days might be at an end. On the subject of self-exposure, Hall had always been an absolutist. When he began writing on the web, the word transparency hadn't yet been drafted into service in its contemporary meaning. Openness, no secrets, all questions answered. But transparency had been Hall's guiding principle from the start. He had turned his website into a glass house. Only now, it seemed, he no longer wanted to live there.